It's time for the Gizwiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1994, recorded Thursday, June 28th, 2024. Pencil Hack Attack. On this episode of the Gizwiz, Dickie D has three gadgets we know about, but have interesting updates. I have the last of my commuter train gadgets, and Mo has quite an interesting, adorable, what the heck is it? Actually, I haven't seen it yet. I'm just calling it adorable. It could be, it's scary. It's actually terrible. I don't know. All next on the Gizwiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Gizwiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Gizwiz now.
Now! And here he is, the gadget tier, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Good. I need to brush up on my, I'm dry on what to call you nowadays.
Anything.
Anything. Top tier gadgeteer. That's a good one.
There you go. That was good. Save that for next week.
I got it. Maybe yeah. I need to start asking for recommendations from the chat.
Oh, recommendations from the chat room.
Yeah. And I can shout out people. Yeah, I need new vocabulary. After almost 2,000 episodes, I'm out. I like to
That's
pretend
right. We're
that
heading
I was
up
on.
To, yeah, all six more shows, and we hit 2,000. Oh my word,
man! Hey, well, what's been up to, with you this past week?
Oh, I have a "What the heck do you think it is?" thing.
Okay.
So these two things appeared in my hallway about a month ago.
And which should I start off with?
Either one. You can start it with the front. Yeah. Okay. That is the door to the cellar. See a pipe running up?
Yeah, that's right. Right. Okay. This pipe right here.
Running up. And it goes up and it comes through at the top.
Right there.
There. That. Okay. I have no idea what that is. And that's my apartment right down behind that cellar door. Behind the cellar door, you can see my apartment.
Okay.
So I have no idea what that is. Then I'm looking out the front door, and I see this. I'm thinking, it looks like the same pipe, but it comes out both sides.
What?
But today, anybody have any guesses?
My guess is this is a work in progress.
It is a work in progress, and it could be an excellent work in progress.
Oh, you're excited about it.
I'm excited about it because two workmen rang my bell today and said, we're from Verizon. Can we look through the hallway? I said,
no.
What?
You think this is new internet?
No, it's Fios.
Dickie D, they heard your... Somehow, your Spectrum prayers have been answered.
Yes.
What are the chances?
I said
this
to him,
only
wait
2 weeks ago we were dealing with issues.
I said, I was told Spectrum only wants to do the big buildings. And the
you
guy
were
said,
told literally like two yeah. weeks ago, yeah. never getting any fiber yeah. at all.
Exactly. He said, well, they
now, Fios
the
is Verizon,
buildings.
Not Spectrum. Sorry to keep interrupting.
This is Verizon. Yeah. And wow. he said, well, Verizon has done all the big buildings, so they're going to start the small buildings. And he said, can we look down your cellar? And I said, okay. And he opens the cellar door and he goes, oh, my God, they've started.
What?
I said, wait, that pipe? They said, yeah, we're the guys that run the wire through the hallways, but the wire has to come in through your cellar.
And they got the conduit already.
Already. And I said, so that one thing where it goes both ways, will the left-hand side will go to my studio. And he said, yeah, that's where the conduit. Yeah, I know.
You said, hey, you want to look at the basement? You can have the basement. I don't even know the landlord, but it's your property now. Anytime. Yeah. Here's my cell phone. You got to come in here any day or night. Yeah.
Anyway.
Also, so I'll be giving you a Thanksgiving gift for just letting me know. That is so cool.
I asked, does it depend on how many people want it? And he said, no, basically, we just bring a cable to the front of every door in the building. And then it's there when they rent the apartment. They can say, do you want Fios or not? It's right above your door. So well, I said, well, I'm in.
Yeah.
For three apartments.
Where do you sign up?
Fios. Man. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, that is some exciting news. I cannot believe. I was really lamenting like 2 weeks ago. Like, how sad is it that like that just probably won't happen for a long, long time? That's great. Yeah. That's also future-proofing your entire building.
No, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take, but the fact that they actually put the pipes in already, that's a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how strange is that in New York? The work's already been done. Oh.
Yeah, the hard evidently one team, because they came in and they, you know, drilled through the floor and the ceiling. And I'm thinking, what is this, some sort of fire extinguisher system? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the same thing. No. The moment I saw it, I was thinking electrical conduit. The fact that it went behind the exit sign, I'm thinking, okay, they're doing something electrical.
Yeah.
The chat room, there's some, it may actually even be Chris P. Let me see. Anyway, they're mentioning that they might take away your phone line, which honestly, yeah, Chris P. Now, one thing is if you switch to Fios telephone, your old analog line may disappear.
Oh, no, my analog line's been gone a year now.
Oh, then you don't have to worry about it.
You pay $100 for a box and $25 a month, and they convert your landline to a cell number.
Ah.
So, but you plug your phone and your fax machine into the back of this box, and it answers like your old landline, except it's digital.
That's cool. And will that still work in a power outage?
Oh, wait a minute. Probably. You know what? I don't know.
I do know that when I had fiber installed at my house in Dallas, it wasn't quite a router, but it was kind of like it took the fiber and transferred it from fiber into Ethernet. That box had a battery option, and I was thinking, like, if it goes back to the node and the node has power, it is just a light.
Yeah, I believe the box does have a battery. I believe it has a battery compartment, but Verizon hasn't put batteries in it. But I guess I could buy a battery for it.
Right. But I want to take a moment and talk about my shirt. This was a birthday gift from a good friend, Nilba, and it only just arrived because it got for months. I mean, my birthday was in April, so for months it's been lost in transit. But I'm gonna get a bit closer here. Check it out. It is custom made with my own pets on it. Look at that. Toast.
Oh my gosh!
There's Charlie. Right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see. There's some more Charlie.
Oh, yes.
Oh, here's Waffles. There's Waffles down over there. There she is. She's kind of upside down.
Yeah.
This is my cat, Jack. There's Jack.
Wow.
That's fine. Here's another good shot of Waffles. There's another good Waffles down there. Isn't that cute?
Great.
I thought it was really fun. And, it's just crazy. It's completely custom. They did a really cool job of it's like layered in with the leaves. Like there's like the
it's palm. Yeah, like they're looking. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? And like way back here, you like almost not even know what's.
No,
it's
no.
I thought it was just the coolest thing
it's
ever.
Great.
So, Thank you, Nilba, for the gift.
Very clever. Very clever.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so should we jump in to
some gadgets? Let's do it. And with video number one.
It's been a terrible heat wave in New York City for like 10 days in the 80s and 90s. A lot of humidity. So I thought I would buy another portable air conditioner.
Nice.
Okay. We had one of these in the past. We had a little Mickey Mouse one. This one looks a little more well-built, okay? But I love, on Amazon, portable air conditioners, all right? And when the box comes, cooling fan, okay?
Whoa.
Suddenly, it has moved from an air conditioner to a cooling
Of a downgrade.
They're everywhere as an air conditioner. And we haven't done one in like 2 or 3 years. They're not air conditioners. Although, you know, I have to tell you.
They're swamp fans.
This one is way bigger than any we've used.
Yeah.
Actually, this is bigger than any that I've seen. Remote control. How much was this thing? Oh, $70. $70 for 30% off. 30% is $21. $69.59, $49. What is that, like $50?
$49.
You know what? It's a big hunk of plastic. But, oh, you know, so far I'm semi-impressed. It seems to have LED lighting. So what we'll do is we'll take a little break because I have to fill it with water and we'll come back. Put water in it. We put in almost 2 cups, all right? And there's room for more, but we didn't put
I believe it's 40. It takes 40 ounces of water.
Thermometer to see if the temperature drops. Right now it's 82. And we need the tissue-ometer, okay? which we have.
This is our
factory custom built.
Yeah, this will tell how much force.
Attach the tissue get it from the lab.
Some wind force.
All right. It has to be carefully. Have to follow the instructions. Okay.
Ah, fan stick technology.
Okay, tissue-ometer is installed. And oh, we have a standby in case it gets blown away. Okay. It's a little tricky for me to be in it and show it. So we're going to do wind on.
Not terrible.
It's okay. Monitoring.
It's wind on low. Wind on medium. Wind on high. All right.
It is kind of working. You can kind of see.
Yeah, yeah.
It moves a lot more violently.
Oh.
I like the lighting. And it also lights the two little portholes where the mist comes out.
All right, so you have your choice.
And they're all cool colors.
Yeah, they're all cool colors. It's excellent. Now mode. I don't know what mode is. It shows like a snowflake. I guess that's. There they go. Okay. What do you have? 82 before?
Yeah.
All right. Now we have 82 again.
I don't know. I think that thing is giving up the ghost.
Just dropped to 80.
We hit 80.
To tell you the truth, it feels cooler in front of it.
It does.
Even Dennis says it feels cooler in
front of it.
The spray
is nice, too.
Yeah, and the spray is nice. And it says works best in high heat, low humidity.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on a very humid day.
Honest about that.
I guess you would leave the two misters off. And then you have 2, 4, 6, and 8 hours on the timer. And as long as you have one of these, you can run it anywhere. They represent, they said that it's best if you have AC to a 2 amp minimum for the fan. All right, so with the discount, about $50, if this is all you have, I think this is not bad. Oh my God, shut it off.
It, honestly, you look very cold. It actually is.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was. It was. I think it got down to 79.
Do you think? What's the misters? They remind me of those cool mist humidify sprayers. Do you think that's?
Oh
the
yeah.
Same?
They yes.
Are they the same thing? They look just like it.
Yeah, no, it is like the same. Actually, do they still have the 30% off?
They do. They still got that.
Okay. All right. So it's $49. If you don't have air conditioning and it's not terribly humid, they're saying you can reduce the temperature by 18 degrees.
Huh. I'm so interested.
It's rather nicely made.
It seems like quite the unit. And then I would assume, I guess, water evaporating in the air cools down the air.
Ooh, yeah, yes, one, yeah. One and it uses 8 to 10 watts. So if you're cool, and it's very quiet, as you heard, you don't hear the motor running.
Yeah. Interesting. A little. It is a swamp fan. It's just.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's basically,
LED lighting.
Yeah, with LED lighting and a big fan.
And remote control.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. I love it. In the description, it says includes a 16.4-foot remote control. That's a big.
That is a massive. I don't know how do they even manage the shipping.
That is a massive. It's inflatable.
I would hope so. It must be foldable. Otherwise, it won't fit in my car.
Yeah. That's very funny. So you can use it from 16 feet away.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
All right. What's the next gadget?
The next thing, we had one of those. Thermoses with the built-in heater. This is something different, and here we go.
A couple of weeks ago, when we were talking about the AeroPress Coffee Go, Travel Go, I think it was, but someone said, well, where do you get hot water when you're traveling? And someone in chat said, little immersion heaters can make hot water. And I happened to see this on Amazon, the car kettle, where you can make boiling water in your car.
I have never seen.
And I bought one. Okay. Now I have to tell you up front, spoiler alert. We're going to see what it looks like, but there's no demo, and I'll tell you why. Somewhere in this mini warehouse, I have a AC to 12 volt converter. Plug it in the wall, and it has a cigarette lighter attachment to test 12 volt items. However, it is in a bin or a box.
Somewhere.
I have spent about 2 to 2.5 hours looking everywhere. Most stuff is labeled. It's very possible. Someone was here and said, oh, I wish I had a. And I said, well, here, take mine. Or maybe I put it in the big warehouse. But anyway. That's why you're going to see what this thing looks like. And one day, if Mo is driving by, I'll say, Mo, come get the car kettle and try it out. And also, you know, I didn't even know the cars have cigarette lighters these days.
Do they?
All right, so this is it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
$23. You can boil water, 212 degrees. Set it for coffee, 195. Tea, 176. Milk. I don't know why you want milk at 113 degrees. Anyway,
babies. That's what it looks babies. Like.
So we'll just see what it looks like. I can't get it even to light up without the adapter. But I did read a ton of reviews, and one of the things said, if you're expecting to make hot water fast, forget it, okay? It takes 20 to 30 minutes for water to boil.
What? Okay,
but again, you're in your car. This is pretty nice. Okay, a little portable kettle, a little carry bag, and I believe it comes.
Oh, Scooter X has two 12 volt adapters in its car.
I'm assuming all the parts are inside. It says to open kettle, see instructions inside.
You might have to screw it, right?
Oh, a screw cap.
It might be, right?
Oh, it is a screw cap, yes. Oh, but the lid has to pop up for you to be able to drink, right? All right, so, if you want to make tea, little filter, and this is the AC cord. So I'm not sending this back.
The 12-volt cord, not AC.
That kind of a plug. And that goes in here. All right.
That's like a proprietary plug.
Assume that this will fit in
it does.
Cup holder in a car. And that's to make tea. But you know what? This is a riot because this has to open for you to drink.
No! Okay. Man,
it does open.
Yeah, it said that if it was upside down, it won't leak. But you can see why.
Is it dishwasher safe? No, not with all these electronics in there. So you don't want to do that.
It looks like a little putty.
It does.
And if you have a very small child, you can use it as a.
If you need a urinal for a doll.
Anyway. That's what it looks like. It looks kind of handsome. Note, the cigarette lighter will get hot while working. Be careful not to get burned when pulling it out.
No way. No way. No way.
That sort of makes you.
Okay, I am out on this entire gadget. You had half lost me at 30 minutes to make boiling water.
Right.
Hey, there is no way I'm waiting around that long.
Yeah. Well, that was one reviewer. Maybe they exaggerated.
Oh, maybe they were also like...
Maybe they have a car battery that's just 9 volts.
Or they were high elevation where...
That could be.
When the pressure goes down, the boiling temperature goes up.
It's $30. How did it do review? What?
Yeah, great review.
4.7. That's pretty good.
I have not seen another thing like this for the car.
No, I haven't either.
So it could be that it's getting great reviews because there's very little competition in the space.
Oh, that could be. That could be.
113 degrees seems for milk. Seems like baby's milk. Am I wrong?
Oh, maybe. Also,
you would think, though, that the human body is only 90 degrees. So 113 is humanly impossible for milk to be that hot. So I don't know.
Yeah. I have no idea. Captain Jace, can you make noodles? It specifically says noodles.
Yeah.
It says 212 degrees for noodles.
What was that top ramen? What was that ramen that we just found out was not named the same thing that we thought it was?
Oh, a cup of noodles.
A cup of noodles.
Yes.
Cup noodles.
Cup noodles, but the O is back.
Right.
Oh, make milk for baby, Chad. I just saw it.
Ah. See, this is the type of electric kettle that obviously not this one, but, you know, an electric kettle for the house. You plug into the wall. Having one that plugs into an AC plug. Awesome. And to answer your question about the cigarette lighter, almost every car, because there is like an AC subsystem, DC the whole time. DC subsystem, there's a DC outlet usually, and they just use the cigarette lighter as that. And so there's still tons of accessories for that type of plug. And so most cars will have still one of those little DC
plugs. But not a cigarette
somewhere.
Light.
Yeah. And then
Scooter X has one front and back in his car.
Yes, and that'll be because a lot of people like to, a power bank of 18 USBs.
It went by earlier. It looked like Scooter X found the air cooler on AliExpress, and it was more money.
That is true. So, okay, so I could never get the link that was sent to open. This is the weirdest thing. Here is the link. I don't know why it keeps opening.
Oh, it doesn't open.
A blank
web page. It's interesting that there is that one in a thousand times.
Yes.
Where AliExpress is less expensive. More.
Yes.
More.
Yes. Yeah, that's funny. Okay, well, I mean, this kettle is interesting because I don't know any other product like it, but it takes forever, according to that one review. And
when you read, be careful you don't burn yourself with the plug.
Yeah.
You think.
No confidence. Zero.
I don't know. I don't
Keep
know about
the heating to the water only, please. We need that technology. Okay, well.
All right, another gadget we've done in the past in a different form, and here it is.
We are not strangers to Hydrocell on the GizWiz, although we haven't done one in a long time. And this is a new version, the AquaFlash flashlight.
From Hydrocell?
100% power.
Yeah.
Wow.
Activated with water. Okay. Rip, dip, shine. I don't know where the rip comes in. I can see the dip and the shine. Also, what I thought was different about this is in the promo for it, they said activate the water cell up to 10 times. And
well, that's cool.
As Chad pointed out, with the water cells, once they're activated, if it says the life of the battery is 50 hours, it runs 50 hours straight on through, whether it's on or off.
It's a chemical reaction.
Website and it said this can be reactivated up to 10 times.
That's
I don't know if we can understand this. On, off. Wow. Okay, remove the Hydrocell. Immerse fully in water for 15 seconds. Okay. Has to be fully, I saw air bubbles coming out. So water is going in there and, we'll do 15 seconds while I read this. Shake off the water. Important, thoroughly dry the contact ends with a dry cloth. Confirm that the cell is properly seated. Cell, take your seat.
No standing. When Mios don't give you enough energy in your water.
So you have to make sure.
Use the
Hydrocell. They want you to make sure that is dry. Okay. So.
Bzzz.
Oh, yeah, that's plenty dry. And I saw an arrow here. Okay, this goes in the flashlight. And they want you to turn. Oh, it is very tight. Oh my God.
Wow.
They want you to turn it. I guess they put a little handle on it for that.
Is that flashlight made out of metal?
Make sure
it's
totally
aluminum. It's very nicely made.
What do you want it or not? It comes on.
There it goes.
Oh, this is good. This is very good. So whether you want it on or not, okay.
The switch is really hard to use.
This is one wonky. Button. Oh, you have to push it down really hard. Okay, it's activated. A few of the complaints about it is that the bulb is nowhere near what a regular flashlight is like. Okay?
Like dim?
So we're going to go to, and also, I think there's some sort of a barrel thing here. Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Like focus it or unfocus.
Yeah, focus, yep.
Flood or a spot. So, again, we don't have a laboratory, but we have a lavatory. It's so dark, I can't.
I love the lavatory. The dark room lavatory.
All right, well, I mean, it's okay for an emergency. And let's see the beam thing. You twist it. Well, you know, if you had to, I always say, if you have to replace the fuse in the fuse box, this building is 100 years old, okay? I'm sure you do not have a fuse box. But if you go into and you want to see your high school diploma, you can use this. Okay. So, all right, I'll tell you, you know what? I'll tell you what, this is not a bad deal. So I bought it on a company called Pulse TV, and it was $10 or two for $18. Okay, I bought two, so it was $9. The good thing about this is if you don't put it in water one time, the first time, it has a 25-year shelf life. So if you have an emergency kit, this is something good to have in there because you don't have to worry about the battery dying. You just have to dip it. Now, according to the company, this can be dipped up to 10 times. So there's only an on-off switch and that little barrel thing. So, and I like the way it's aluminum. It's IP64, which is heavy sweat. IP64 is splashing water resistant. Okay. So that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I have the old one here still.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is enormous.
It's
is it the
huge.
Same company?
It's plastic. It is still Hydrocell. I think even though these inside insert says Hydralyte instead of Hydrocell.
Oh, yeah. I guess it, yeah.
But it looks so similar.
It looks exactly the same.
Yeah. So yeah. Maybe they just had a name change. But yeah. That one looks way slicker. This one, big,
I think it
plastic.
Does too. I think this does. And I look at Pulse TV and it's $16. So the $8, I think, oh, there they are. A two for $16. And I think it's $5 shipping. But I mean, to keep around for an emergency, I think this is not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, we have talked about how, you know, once you activate it, the timer kind of starts. But that honestly, that's not that big of a downside. I think that this technology has a place, and especially in a survival thing with that long of a shelf life, absolutely keep it around. That's one of the reasons I still kind of keep mine around in the background is if there's ever no power for a very long time and I yeah. really need some light. I'll have it around as an emergency flashlight. I think
even the cell has gotten smaller. You know,
yes, that looks like a much sleeker, smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a different cell because mine doesn't have that little handle on the back.
Yep.
For it. Even though I'm not going to be buying I'm probably only ever going to buy one. And
yeah, no, that's all you need. Yeah,
you know, that's all you need.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm all for it. I like them. Pulse TV is currently. I'm surprised there's not another good location.
Person, yeah, another company doing it. Oh, it's worse on Amazon.
Yeah. Well, I think
they have
the
one. Yeah, $35. What are they kidding?
Yeah, that's so interesting.
It's in stores, it seems.
That Pulse TV is the distributor.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Didn't expect that. Okay. Well, Pulse TV. The exclusive Pulse TV products. with that, I think it is time to head to...
Yes. You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's. Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I just love this gadget mostly because of the name. The Bevledge. That is a good name for a gadget. I recorded a video earlier, so let's check it out. Hey, Diggity. So we are back at it with another train gadget. Today, we are taking a look at the Bevledge. This looks like a legendary gadget, if I do have to say so myself.
Bev Ledge, here's some images of it. It's basically a shelf that you can add to a window. And it seems like they're saying that it works on most windows. I don't know. If the window on the train we're about to go get on a train to test this out. I don't know if it's going to be compatible with the Bev Ledge in-flight window organization station. Baby, this thing, we're going to open it up right now. It has not just cup holders. It has phone holders. It has ear holders. It has the craziest stuff. No, I don't know. I'm way overselling it. Here it is, the Bev Ledge. Obviously, oh, wow, it comes with a little luggage tag. Oh, that's cute. Huge advantage is that it folds up really small, right? It's made for travel. And then you'll unfold it. Ooh, this is my first time taking a look at it. I haven't even looked at the instructions, which are like printed all over it. You unfold it and then clip it together, I assume. I need to read the instructions. And then stick it in your window. Anyway, we're going to test all this out. I'm going to read the instructions. As you can see, there's a whole bunch here to take a look at. I just didn't want to take a box on the train. So we're getting rid of the box, and we're going to head to the train next.
Hey, Diggity. So, okay, here we are on the train, and we are going to continue to look at the Bev Ledge. I actually really appreciate it. It comes in this bag. It's not completely necessary, but it's kind of nice to, like, have that in the backpack with a bag. So here's the Bev Ledge. There's instructions on how to open it and use it at the bottom, so if you ever need to remember, but it has some Velcros, and then all you have to do is stick the teeth kind of inside of that. And then this is the ledge. You can tell from, like, all the, you can put cups in there, you can put pins in here, you got all the glasses, you have even spots for your headphones. So many options. And now this will just sit in the, over here. Okay, one second. Okay, sorry, we were interrupted by the drink cart, which actually means we have some more drinks to test this on. So the only way I was able to really wedge it in here is to use the edge of this window. And then it's a ledge. So now we can test this. So let me take my drink off of my perfectly good tray table that I have.
Oh my god.
This is hot coffee that we just got delivered. That's why we were interrupted. So I'm really hoping. Okay. Caution hot beverage.
Okay, I really don't.
I don't trust this at all. Not with a hot coffee. I would much rather put it right there. He also gave us this little cup, which ended up having the creamers. We put trash in it, but. See, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. The other thing is, I do have a lot of drinks here. So I also have, like, a bottle. So, wait, the bottle doesn't fit. You're kidding me. The bottle won't fit inside. Now, granted, this would probably work a lot better in an airplane, where both edges are hooked onto the window. So yeah, I don't think this is quite a fair comparison. It sort of works here in the train. It would work much, much better in an airplane.
No, I think in an airplane that's very decent.
Yeah, I'm really impressed.
I'm amazed
with
that it worked as well as it did. Using just one side.
Yeah, yeah. The material seems like a really hard plastic. I think you can kind of tell from the video. But I am weirdly really confident that this would work in an airplane pretty well. You know, the way that it will basically just catch the thinness of this will actually catch inside of that little seal. And it's honestly one of the least obnoxious of the accessories we've looked at compared to, like, you know, a big pillow or, like, a strap around your head or, like, you know, all the other things that we saw.
And it folds up so small. That's great.
It folds up really small. Honestly, also, its color is very unassuming. You may even, like, miss it if you were walking past. And then it came with really fancy luggage tags, and Oh, no, this bag was for a different gadget. And a really nice bag. So, the Bevledge, how much would you pay?
I'm going to say it's 15 bucks.
It's a name brand. That's what got
you. Oh, 20.
20. 20 bucks. I don't know if it's a name brand. I'm just making that up. But yeah, $20.
Yeah.
I really wanted to look at the reviews for this because this will give us a good idea how it works in the real world. A few one-star reviews. I assume that they were upset that the Bevledge just didn't work for them.
Oh, okay. Well, this looks good.
But yeah, I mean, just the carousel of photos of the Bevledge.
Yeah.
Ledging. That looks legendary. I think I already made that joke. Anyway, it looks like how did they get their soda to fit?
I think you have the next size up.
Yeah, they must have like 16 ounce, and I had an 18 ounce or something.
The reason I had a different kind of shelf thing, and it's great because you don't have to have your snack tray open. And there's really no place to put eyeglasses. So to hang your eyeglasses there, to hang earbuds there,
mm-hmm.
and the drink, it's great. Mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. it's great.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see. Everyone's saying it's way too much money. The chat room does not agree.
It's a little. 15 would have been better.
It is. I mean, honestly, it's a piece of plastic with a bit of Velcro on it. You know, you're right. Hey, it does come with a luggage tag, which is a very nice luggage tag. Very nice. I don't know why I'm trying to sell it. It's not my product. So there you go. The Bevledge. I honestly found this kind of a cute, like, in just how simple it is. I just love it. It's just a little plastic Bevledge.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah. It's clever. It's clever.
Exactly. Clever. Exactly. The engineering is cool. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
All right, so Mo sent in a what the heck is it? I could not guess what it is.
Oh.
And the ending is a total surprise.
Okay.
So yeah, okay.
I'll have to pay attention here.
So I got another guess what the heck is it? Can you guess what
this is? Oh, my God.
My family here, and they're trying to figure it out. This is the actual device, and with the device, now you can keep that one to look at it.
Is it the same as
that? And this is the, yeah, and this is the key. It comes in a pack of 10.
What?
This is the key for it. Okay. And this is the actual device. Can you guess
what? What Crispy Bacon said, a USB plug cap is my only idea.
USB hole?
No. So this
Wait,
is
what?
The, I'm sorry, this is
yes,
the
it
USB
is.
Hack.
No way!
Boot up device. This is a prop or a hint.
I have a feeling it's to cover this hole somehow, or to make it like a chain or something?
You're close.
Anything? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Somehow it locks the...
So, another hint, these two devices don't work. They need each other for this. This is a hint, but they don't work with each other.
What?
So, would this be to go into your computer, into your USB port? Somehow, but it's not
close. You got it correct. Let me show you.
Mm-hmm. What?
Very good. You guess.
It's like a safe. It's like a kid's safety thing.
So but now this is my USB hack. You work in a hostile work environment, and you don't want anybody hacking your computer. For whatever reason, you need to lock your USB port to have access to it, because somebody's running around and has a USB hack thumb drive. And
yeah.
They're using it on everybody's computer and hacking everybody's information, and you want to prevent that from happening. So you use the USB-A port protector. Openings fit that way just like that, as you can see. Put it on, and now nobody.
Wow.
Hack it.
Iran needed that in their nuclear enrichment facilities.
See if I can hack it.
Well, you'll see and what I consider the surprise ending.
Pencil. I pulled it up with a pencil.
Oh, what?
I don't know how secure that is.
Yes.
Okay, what about the key?
and put it all the way in.
The thing is, someone's not going to think to do that.
Yeah, they are.
Do not buy.
Of course they are. This is going to be their first.
A4, and you can see, I do not need to use the key that it
came. No, why the heck is there a key?
A pencil, which every office has to have a pencil. And now, if I'm the USB hacker, I take the pencil to it. Maybe I'm using the wrong port, but...
No! I'm... You know?
Right, so...
And took it gets right them out. All out. With
so
a
I
pencil.
Tried two other ones to see if maybe the one I was using was defective. But the two other ones, same thing. I was able to hack my computer.
Oh, my God!
Thank you for watching. Bye now.
You never know. Honestly, this is what I love about our show. Honest reviews. Only the honesty.
Yeah.
Well, good thing there's nothing like, you know, a paperclip around an office ever. That could get them to just wedge those out. That'd be devastating. Yeah, that's hilarious that it ended up being not
secure. It was
secure.
So funny that he thought to do that.
This guy, it's because Mo has that type of mind. He was in law enforcement. Yes, you know?
Yeah, that's right. He tests that's right. It. I guess he figured, well, wait a minute. If you're popping it out with a little piece of plastic, why can't I just pop it out with a pencil?
That is so shocking because that piece of plastic looked like it was keyed. Like it looked like you would need it to
Yes, exactly. Something special.
Do something. That is the funniest thing ever. Maybe it's just for children. You know, if that was a child lock.
Oh, a child
sold.
Proof. Yeah.
Child proof sold.
Right.
Security.
Yes.
I don't think you're not selling me on that. If you're worried that your two-year-old is going to.
There aren't that many child hackers. Anyway, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, not. Yeah, child hackers only. Yeah.
Mo, that was great.
That is great. Yeah.
Mo, I already sent you your MAD. If you want to send in a video. Anything. I mean, this was a wonderful, it was a what the heck is it? And it was also what the heck shouldn't you buy kind of video. But anything to do with a gadget, 1 to 3 minutes, like Mo, you can just talk over it as long as we can see the gadget. If you want to be in it, you can be in it. Horizontal format, 1 to 3 minutes, upload it to YouTube. And there'll be a drop-down menu, pick unlisted, and then just take the URL that YouTube gives you and send that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv, and you'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine. If we show it, we're showing 99% of everything we get. mail@gizwiz.tv.
In fact, if we don't show you, that's a badge of honor. You know, if you get rejected, you should be proud that
that's right.
It takes
that's
work. Right. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Okay, Ed Norris. Norris Hall says hi, Dick and Chad. My face lit up when I saw this gadget, and he sent us a link.
Somehow I clicked my mute button.
Okay,
it's a Kickstarter here.
Kickstarter product. My face lit up.
Lit up.
He said, oh, my gosh. He said, when I was on there, they were $18 short of their goal.
Oh, they've doubled their goal now.
Well, now, Norris, they are... What, $17,000 past it?
Yeah. Their 10,000 goal, they now have 27,000.
How much are they asking for it?
Who?
Oh, my word.
Oh, $230 for this LED mask. Let's see, what does it do? What is it?
You know what?
Is it?
I watched it. I was not terribly impressed.
It allowed people to discover new ways to create. Bloggers, artists, and musicians. Others adopted it in their lives as an emotional filter to take a break from social pressure. Now, we continue to bring innovative ways of self-expression.
Creating your unique look is now easier than ever before. Welcome Cutie Mask 2, the second generation of the most interactive masks in the world. Communicate in a fun and easy way with talking mode. Yes, it literally repeats after you.
Choose from dozens of built-in faces, or dive in and craft your unique character with our in-app emoticon creator. There are literally millions of faces for you to explore. Effortlessly emote and interact with the help of motion recognition triggers. Control your mask with movements and touches. To let people know what you're thinking, just nod. In dynamic mode, right, the mask automatically adjusts its expressions based on your behavior and environment. It frees you from
my own face does
the
that.
Mask. Mask 2 comes in three versions.
Yeah, but what if you don't want people to see your face?
Cute one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wild one. And robot.
Okay. What's the classic chat room say?
Top it off with a case that emphasizes your character.
Luke said, now I've seen it all.
And to add a spark use effects for your characters.
Whoa. Okay, so the only thing that's like keeping this interesting for me is the customization, speaking, because like there's other LED masks, like we've seen.
Yes.
They're dumb, right? They're just playing the loop that they're on, or maybe they'll have some audio, but it's typically like just the bars for the music. You know, they're not truly interactive. So I guess this is interactive, but I'm not into it.
Yeah, no.
I feel like this is like there must be people who this is kind of like their 3D printing. You know, they're like, I hate
maybe
it when people see my face. I just love this. I go to conventions and I throw one of these things on, and I can use it as my face. You know, and that's kind of the only use case I can really see for this.
Yeah,
I guess that's one of the reasons it's kind of so expensive. I would guess. Is it so specialized, and that interactiveness is not hard, easy. And, you know, that is hard to do.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to me that it looks like what they're saying here with these three different designs is because the LEDs are baked in, basically, the design of how they are. Like you can see this one has these X's. And this one has this style of X. And this one has a completely different style. So they have three different styles of the LED. I don't know what you call it. The LED. See, there's the kawaii style.
Oh, wait. But do you have to order the one you want?
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can look. In the X style, here's some of the faces you can make. In the robot style, the LEDs are baked in. You know what I mean? They're manufactured to look that way.
Wow.
And so you can choose from the three different things, and then they'll kind of give you different, like this sad face right here.
Yeah.
Has to look different than,
I gotcha.
One of those.
Boy, and not delivery till February 2025.
Yeah. This really does seem like a specialty niche, like almost like a I don't know how you a fandom? Like you gotta be really into this, I feel
like.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Comic Con. Someone would
exactly Comic Con.
Stop traffic.
This would go over great. I don't see anyone using this in the airport unless they have the worst social anxiety I could possibly.
Yeah. Or they have one of those beverage shelves things.
Yeah, or maybe they're selling something. You know, I could see.
Oh,
yeah,
there you go. You there know? You go.
Come on over. Grab a snack. interesting, very interesting, insane that it is like so specialized and quite expensive. Thanks for sending that over. That's quite
a good Norris, life. Thank you. That was great fun, Norris. Thank you.
Thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single episode. So thank you so much for your support. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back over at gizwiz.tv. When you're there, you can
click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website. There's a big old banner that'll take you to Patreon, or there's a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Schedule changes. I meant to announce it at the beginning of the episode, but next week we will be recording on Wednesday instead of on Thursday. Same time, just a day early, so that we will record on the 3rd of July instead of July 4th. Because we're going to be... Diggity, I know that Independence Day is your favorite.
Yep, I'm wearing my fireworks mask.
Yeah, the kawaii one or the XX.
I haven't decided. I might get two of them. Put one on the front, and one on the back.
I didn't remember the other names of these. What was it? There was the kawaii, XX, and here we are. We're still on it. Oh no, and the robot. Okay, yeah. That mask. So next week we will be on Wednesday. That means that Giz Fizz, which typically records on Wednesday, will be moved to Friday. So Giz Fizz, which is typically on Wednesday, moves to Friday. Giz Wiz, which is typically on Thursday, moves to Wednesday. And that'll be at the top of our website if you need a reminder. Once again, that is gizwiz.tv. Whenever we are live, the website will just update with a live stream. You can join along, chat along with everybody. Please do join the chat room. They're a fantastic group of folks. And then you can also catch any of our previous episodes there on our website, gizwiz.tv. Head on over to gizwiz.biz at Sticky D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you need a reminder or a link back to a gadget, check it out there at gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play the original What the Heck Is It? This is the gadget that you are guessing for. Is this the last moment?
Yeah, we only have like 4 days.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. I don't know
needs
where
to slow down.
Yeah, we're halfway through the year almost.
You only just posted this blog post last week, I swear. So get in your guesses now. This is like the last chance to get in your guesses if you're watching live or after the fact. Gizwiz.biz is the place to go. This is the gadget, the whole gadget. Not just a piece
and,
of fun.
And a free hint.
Ah.
Lots of people know what it is, so your chances are better with a cute or clever answer.
Very good. Very good. I'm going to call this the cutest answer possible. This is a kitten head sizing ring. If you ever need to know the size of a kitten head, you just stick their little head through there, and if it fits, you know, that's like a size 8. There's a smaller one of these. Okay. It's like a size 6 and so on. So very cute. Very cute. If you think you know Excellent. What this is, get a guessing. Like the Diggity said, better chances if you're funny or clever. 12 Men magazines for funny and clever answers. 6 magazines for correct answers. And if there's more than 6 correct answers, it becomes a raffle. So
exactly. Get a guessing. Mix it up and pick 6.
Right. And that's it for What the Heck Is It? That's about wraps up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.